March 25th, this phone call was made on March 25th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys.
Child Help Crisis Counselor, may I help you?
Yes, I need to report a case of child abuse, and I need to do
that. Okay. You've reached a national crisis line, but I can get you the reporting number. What state is it happening in?
No, I thought this was the child abuse hotline.
We are a national crisis line, but we have all reporting numbers across the United States. What state is it happening in? What did he do?
He tried to kill me and choke me. He tried to choke me to death.
How did he try to choke you?
You know that? That counselor shows me it's 3 days.
Halloween day, but I did that Halloween
away. So, it ran away.
Okay, listen to me, Alex. When did he try to choke you?
Just today.
Okay, was it before you went to school, or was it after school?
It was like after school.
Okay, was it daylight outside?
But he choked me to death tonight.
He tried to choke you tonight?
Uh-huh.
How did he try to do that?
Like
he put his hands around your neck?
Uh-huh.
Alex. He did?
Yeah.
Why did he... What happened? Alex, what happened?
Do anything about it. They have that recording.
No one will.
And did they take a report?
They will not do anything about it. They take him by word of mouth. He says everything's fine, and they say okay, and that's it. They take him by word of mouth. They take him.
I would continue to report every time he makes new allegations. Did you also call the police and report it to them?
Precinct 4 has a copy of it, and they have done absolutely nothing with it. And what I was told was that this was the child abuse hotline. So
we are a crisis line. We are a crisis line. We're not a reporting line.
Right. Okay, so basically...
Let me see if there's Justice for Children, which is the federal, located in Houston. Have you reached out to them?
I need someone else to report it.
Have you contacted, the Office of Consumer Affairs in Texas? The Department of Family and Services Office of Consumer Affairs?
And what is that going to do?
Let me see here. It says that they handle complaints about specific cases related to their programs and policies. They have a hotline there.
They have a hotline?
Yes, it's called Texas Department of Family and Protective Services Office of Consumer Affairs. Their hotline is 1-800-720.
I'm getting something to write with.
Okay.
720-7777. 7777.
You don't report anything, you don't report child abuse. You're not mandated. Well, we're a crisis line. We're not a reporting line. So, I can't say we don't, report
the child abuse hotline.
I don't know. I'm not sure who gave it that name. I don't know.
So this is not a child abuse hotline, this is a crisis hotline.
Right, we're a child abuse crisis hotline.
You're a child abuse crisis hotline.
Yes, ma'am.
So all you do is refer people to CPS who really doesn't investigate anything?
No, we are a national number, so we don't do investigations, that's correct.
Right, so that's not what I was saying. As I previously stated, which I will reiterate again, you do not report it to CPS, because CPS, even if you did, CPS doesn't do anything with it. So you do not report cases of abuse to CPS. Is that correct, yes or no?
Ma'am, I don't think I can give you the answers that you'd like. If you would like to speak with my director, you're happy to call tomorrow. But I'm not sure I can give you the answers you're looking for. We are a crisis hotline.
This phone call was made on March 25th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys.